YouTube's Creator Workshop from Brisbane. The latest from podnews.net with Podcastle. Create, edit, publish and grow. At Podcast Movement Evolutions, YouTube announced a YouTube Podcasting 101 workshop to take place on April the 26th. It's the first of a number of workshops, the company said. A new Podcasts for You rail in YouTube was shown using Square Show Art. Unspecified enhancements to the podcast experience in YouTube Music were also teased. An enhancement to YouTube's API, allowing the podcast category to be selected, is being tested by a number of podcast hosting companies to make it easier to shows into YouTube. Google Podcasts is scheduled to close tomorrow, but in the US only. We haven't got a date from the company yet as to when it closes in other companies. We link to what we'd recommend as a replacement today in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. Stephen Goldstein has written up his popular Leaders at the Top session at Podcast Movement Evolutions in the industry track sponsored by Podnews. It's a good transcript of the event and worth a read. Refonic is now displaying verified numbers from open analytics service OP3 if a podcast has the prefix installed. You can also claim a show by adding the OP3 prefix to it. Dan Meisner writes about shortcuts, shenanigans, and real audience growth, noting that it's easy to buy traffic, but harder to buy audience. He also recommends using the correct language. Traffic numbers are not audience numbers, he says. And last week, 5 of the first 7 podcasts promoted on the Browse Carousel in the Apple Podcasts app were participating in Apple Podcast subscriptions. That's according to Semaphore, and the title suggests, after Apple's DOJ legal action, that is worth a closer look. In People News, one of the original architects of the UK's podcast radio, Paul Chantler, has died after a short illness. An expert in media law and compliance, he wrote articles for many websites, including Podnews. His last podcast appearance was in Ever So Lean, talking about another radio station he was involved with. He was also interviewed for Radio Moments Conversations in April 2019. He was 64. Time for some tech stuff, and John Spurlock has written about cross-app comments for podcast apps which would use ActivityPub, like a Mastodon account under the hood. The Podnews Daily podcast, this one, has supported these for some time if you wanted to take a look. And Sam Sethi has been named as chief evangelist for the Podcast Standards Project. The group is dedicated to creating standards and practices that improve the open podcast ecosystem for both listeners and creators. It held a meeting in Los Angeles last Thursday. And in podcast news, creativity needs to be sustainable. Wise words. Who are they from? Oh, they're from me. In a podcast called Word on the Square, recorded on my recent visit to City University in London. Yes, We Are Open is a branded podcast by Moneris, which is Canada's largest payments processor. Hosted by Al Grego, he travels the country telling stories of small Canadian businesses, their origins, struggles and future outlooks. Season 6 starts today, and Tenfold More Wicked returns for its 11th season today. This season, Fire and Brimstone uncovers the supernatural lore surrounding the death of Rebecca Briggs Cornell during the 1600s in New England. It's from Exactly Right Media. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Podcastle. Create, edit, publish, and grow your podcast, all in one collaborative AI-powered platform. Make your voice heard with Podcastle. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.